Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. In the year 2212, the Earth was subjugated by the Comet Empire. 5 years of occupation has bled our planet of all resources, leaving Earth a dried, dead husk. Having extracted the last value from our world, the Empire now sends an enormous fleet to end all life on the planet. But the last remnants of the Earth Defense Force have a desperate gamble to save us. They have resurrected and launched their final weapon, the space cruiser Argo. The Argo's fighter patrols have detected the Scourge fleet emerging from warp space near Saturn. Unable to meet up with the rest of Earth's meager fleet, the Star Force wait tensely for their enemies. Tensions run high as the crew grit their teeth, and the agonizing hours tick slowly by.
Captain's Log, September 5th, 2227. This is it. The Comet Empire's closing in. And all we can do is sit here and wait. It was the oddest moment on the bridge when the report came in. I could feel everyone looking at me, at each other. I could practically hear the same thought leaping from crewman to crewman, especially as the telemetry came in. We have to stop that. It's their flagship that worries me. A planet killer. I still remember seeing Zordars lurching up, tearing free of his defeated comet fortress, like a dragon climbing out of a shed skin. I tried to catch a few hours of sleep, but it was full of nightmares. You'd think I'd be used to them now. All I see is... I see her. I see that one moment, back in the EDF war room. Nova was commanding the fleet at Jupiter. When the Yukikaze was hit, she turned and looked straight into the vid pickup. For just a moment, it was like she was looking at me, asking where I was. She didn't say anything. She didn't have to. There's a tradition about captains touring the ship before hopeless battles. I keep fighting the urge to take a stroll. I don't want the crew to lose hope. It's all we have right now. Nonetheless, I want to see them. To see the ship before the fighting starts. I want to burn their faces into my mind so that maybe, when the fight is over, I won't see only their corpses. I wonder if this is what she felt before the Battle of Jupiter. A whole fleet behind her. Our best and brightest. And in her heart, only fear and emptiness. Nova, you always were my strength. I miss you. But I can't afford that right now. We have to find a way to deal with the Scourge fleet here and now. We've all been trying to find some way. Some tactic that will stop them. I'm not kidding myself. It's probably impossible. But then again, this ship has done the impossible before. I can only hope she has it in her to do so once more.
At his station on the bridge, Hans Schneider scans rapidly through screen after screen of data. When asked, he replies in monosyllabic grunts, until finally,
It draws the ire of IQ-9.
Science Officer Schneider, I have noted your continued accessing of the ship's computer records and reallocating power to the fabrication plant. You will explain yourself or I will remove your duty station from the power grid.
Not now, IQ. I'm busy.
You are also late. The captain called for a staff meeting at 0730 ship time. It is now 0731.
IQ! Leave me to my... 31.
Alright. I know we're short on time, so I'm just going to open the floor to any and all suggestions. How do we stop the planet killer?
We could try and fire the wave gun at him at extreme range. Might not hit him, but we'd have time to recharge and try it again.
The wave gun's range may be infinite, but its power drops dramatically at longer ranges. With what we're talking, it'd damage the escorts, maybe even severely cripple them, but not the primary target itself.
Would it at least slow them down? Buy time for the rest of the fleet to get here?
Maybe, but remember, the Argo carries 3 to 4 times the firepower of the rest of our fleet combined. If we were knocked out before they got here, it would be over.
Please, excuse my tardiness.
It's not like you to be late, Hans. What's wrong?
I have a solution. We could turn the previous ambush of us against them. Use the asteroids as cover.
You mean to say, engage a fleet inside the belt? That's crazy.
Not inside it, no.
The polarity reactors.
The what?
A polarity reactor is a small device based off the artificial gravity machine. Several times this ship used them to control asteroids, both as extra armor and as projectile weapons.
Oh, I get it. We use them to conceal ourselves in the belt near the Scourge Fleet's entry point, and then we ambush them.
That is not all. We seed massive areas of the belt, but only activate a few of the asteroids to hide ourselves. As the fleet enters, we activate the rest and use them to crush the escort screen.
Leaving us free to engage the planet killer.
There are 2 drawbacks, however.
What are they, Schneider?
First, the reactors home in on the frequency given off by our artificial gravity machine. Comet Empire ships generate their gravity in a different manner. We can adjust the reactors, but not that much. Tracking emitters will need to be placed at the target vessels.
How big would you say these emitters are?
Tiny. About half the size of a comet.
Could we disperse them from our fighters?
I thought of that. If we reconfigure your forward gun pods for cartridge, as opposed to laser fire, they can be dispersed that way. Indeed, the fabrication shop is working on what we'll need for just that. But it leads to the second drawback.
And what is that?
When we activate the reactors, the space around the enemy fleet will quickly become a death trap for small craft. Your fighters could not survive.
What if we just waited to activate them?
Then we'd come under attack. Once Hot Light starts flying, no Kota space rock is going to keep us hidden from their scanners.
Could we use IQ-9 to program safe zones into the field?
Any zone safe for our fighters would be havens for enemy fighters as well.
My boys have the cure for that problem.
It's decided then. We'll put Schneider's plan into effect. Radar, communications?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As of this moment, no outgoing signals. Anything that's ongoing, stutter and squelch, like the equipment went down. We are officially a hole in space.
I'm on it, sir.
Schneider, Venture, Gideon, get cracking on the fighter refit. Draw anyone you need.
Yes, Captain.
We've all got a great deal to accomplish. Let's get to it. Dismissed.
Across the void of interstellar space, deep in the core of the Andromeda Galaxy, lies the throne world of the Comet Empire. In orbit, only 2 moons remain, where once 7 rode. Each was gutted and mined to feed the voracious appetite of the galaxy-spanning nation, but not wasted, for each were converted, over centuries, into fortress worlds of immense power. The comet fortresses by which the Empire expands in conquest have not been gathered together since time out of mind, but now they return. Blue, gold, red, in all the colors of the sky, they cluster around the greatest of them all, the prime fortress of Emperor Jamorta.
Look upon our power, the glory of Gorham's chosen people. Does it not give your heart song, Princess Isri?
It does, my Emperor, but not a song of joy.
Come, daughter, why are you so concerned?
Forgive me, Father. I did not mean to darken such a day.
No, Isri. We are alone here. You may speak your mind to me.
I feel that we are standing at a crossroad. The path has become uncertain. By right and logic, we cannot lose. And yet my brother stood where we do now, and was defeated.
Sordar was betrayed.
By an ally he did not fully trust? Whom he had placed in the rear, and saddled with spies to monitor him? I fear it was more than that, Father. I fear we do not understand what it is we are fighting.
The minds of primitives can be hard to comprehend, my daughter. We have offered them our light and their lives, but they would rather choose darkness and death. So be it. Zordar's ghost shall know peace, one way or the other. Excuse me. Yes, Admiral Khan.
Forgive this intrusion, my Emperor. You wish to be notified when all preparations were complete.
Excellent, Admiral. Dispatch an order to all fortresses. Launch at once for Earth.
At once, Your Majesty.
And so the assembled might of the Comet Empire reaches forth. In the van goes the great Prime Fortress, its black cometary mass pulsing like the fist of an angered god. Forces are moving, drawing together toward a mighty confrontation. On Earth, in the underground bunker that serves as Resistance headquarters, General Wendy Singleton waits and watches.
Report.
General, latest estimates say the Star Force should engage the Scourge fleet at .593 of the Jupiter asteroid belt in just over 5 hours.
5 hours. Thank you.
General, excuse me, ma'am, but it's late. You should try to get some sleep.
Sleep?
Right. Forget I said anything.
It's all right. Is the last ship away?
Yes, ma'am. All the in-system craft we managed to appropriate from the enemy have been packed to the gills with civilians and sent to find refuge on Mars or the mines near the old moon base.
So at least humanity will survive, maybe. Captain Avatar was right.
Excuse me?
The first commander of the Star Force. He said once that we on Earth always had it harder than the crew of his ship. We have to wait. They can act.
Aboard the Argo, final preparations are underway. The belt has been seated with the Polarity reactors, and the Black Tigers are secreted within the fringe of the asteroids. All energy sources switched off, waiting in the dark to strike. On the bridge, the final check is conducted.
Asteroid camouflage operation completed. Main hull asteroid depth averages 5 meters. All reactors operating normally, awaiting signal.
Position. Enemy fleet.
Fleet is approaching at slow speed, sweeping with full sensors. Their lead screening elements have just entered the belt.
We're sure they can't see us, right?
There's a high ferrous metal content in the asteroids. As long as we don't broadcast anything, they should think we are merely a large rock. Of course, all this natural cover means it would be hard to spot them until they are right on top of us.
Engineering, be ready to funnel power to the weapon systems. Navigation, keep a sharp eye on the asteroids. We don't want to get creamed by our own ambush.
Aye, Captain.
ECS online and ready, sir.
We have a visual on the planet killer, Captain.
On screen.
We have to kill that? It's huge!
Readings indicate the target is one quarter the mass of Earth's moon.
Damn.
Talking like a true big man. It's not size that's important, but how hard you hit. Let's go kick their bloody teeth in.
Orders, Captain?
IQ, note in the log, at this time we engage the Comet Empire fleet. Communications, strike order to our fighters. Engineer, heat him up. Combat, attack profile on all polarity reactors as soon as you receive telemetry.
Yes, sir.
Navigation, set course for the heart of the enemy fleet. Star Force, for our home, for the future, and for our freedom. Attack!
You heard the man, boys. Black Tigers, attack!
Aboard the flagship of the Scourge fleet, High Priest Anshan, the commander of the expedition, is informed of the Black Tiger's advance.
Sir, sensors report astro fighters concealed in the asteroid belt. They are attacking our lead ships.
What? How dare they? Have the lead squadrons return fire. Order the carrier to launch alert fighters. How many ships are attacking?
It's impossible to get a precise number due to interference from the belt itself, but it appears to be around 30 ships, Tiger class. They, most holy, we are sustaining only slight damage. They are merely strafing our ships and continuing on. Barely minor damage reported anywhere within the fleet.
I see. Belay fighter launch. Tighten formation and increase speed to maximum safe levels. Something about this enemy behavior worries me. All ships are to increase defensive fire. Keep the enemy fighters away from our core vessels.
Lead, the first wave of beacons are active. Argo should be receiving telemetry now.
Roger that. Take your group up the right flank. We'll cover the left. Remember, get as many beacons as possible on the primary target.
Whoa, the Black's too intense, Lead.
Keep it together, Six. Increase speed, full throttle.
The imps are tightening their formation.
Try and vector some of their suppression fire into other targets. It should open us up some gaps.
Tiger Lead reports heavy suppression fire from enemy screening ships.
Receiving live telemetry from the leading edge of the enemy fleet.
Vega, activate polarity reactors.
Aye, Captain.
IQ, the rest is up to you.
Affirmative, commencing offensive pattern, Alpha.
In his command center, High Priest Anshan realizes the danger only too late.
Sir! Our advanced ships report odd readings. Strange signals are beaming between the enemy fighters, our ships, and out into space.
Explain.
It's almost like... Wait, report coming in. Rogue asteroids, hundreds of them, on collision vectors.
What?
Capital ship detected. It was lurking in the belt. Visuals coming in now.
But that is the Argo.
Why is it covered in belt rocks?
They can control the asteroids. Those strange signals we detected. Get us out of here, immediately!
But sir...
Reverse our course, now!
Enemy ships reversing course.
Communications, get our birds out of the way. We've got to make a fast push. Drake, set course for the planet killer itself. Maximum acceleration.
Aye, sir. Give me all you got, Chief.
Engine output full.
Combat, prepare to reverse polarity on our asteroid shield. Target enemy defense grid.
Standing by.
Engineering, charge main guns.
Charging, aye.
Report.
We are out of the belt, most holy. We ourselves sustained minor damage, but our screening forces were weird down to two cruisers and a dozen escorts, all heavily damaged.
The devils.
The Argo is advancing. It's headed right for us, at maximum speed.
Destroy them! All ships encircle and crush them!
Enemy ships badly damaged, except for the target. They're moving to encircle us and charging weapons.
IQ, now! Reverse polarity!
They've lost their protective coating.
But the asteroids are being fired at our ships! Massive damage reported by all capital ships, and the escorts are wiped out!
All ships, fire every weapon you have! Destroy the Argo! In the name of Emperor Jamulta and our grand destiny, fire!
Fire!
Damage report!
ECS down. Engine power at 40% and falling.
Direct hits to forward guns. This is targeting offline.
Primary gun tower not functional. Port thrust is destroyed. Earth astrofighters are targeting our remaining fleet, and they are cut off.
I see. So it is down to us, and down to them. Prepare prime weapon.
Engineering status of primary ECS conduit.
Captain, we cannot fire the wave gun on 40% power.
Conduit intact, but I agree with Hans, sir. In the shape we're in now?
We're out of options, people. Vega, give the order.
Yes, sir.
Power buildup in target vessel. Also, surface reconfiguration occurring.
They're going to use the planet killer on us?
Energy charge at 46%. Circuit is fluctuating, but holding.
Final safety lock removed. Connect to firing gate.
Charge at 80%, but we're blowing all the systems as we go. Captain, we could explode before a full charge.
All crew, don anti-flash protection. Vega, build the charge as long as possible.
Prime weapon ready. Fire!
We're gonna come apart!
Firing!
The two fists of energy lance out for each other and meet in a singular contest of will. At first, the two merely collide, their excess spilling about them in a destructive rain of supercharged particles. But finally, the one is too strong for the other, and the blast of the mighty wave motion gun carves through the path of the enemy's prime weapon and into the planet killer itself.
It's hard to tell with that much burning debris, but I think we have complete destruction of the target vessel.
All Comet Empire ships destroyed!
Well, Nova, we did it. Reyes, get a signal to Earth any way you can and give them the good news. Well done, people. Very well done indeed.
Warp fields forming to starboard. Several dozen of them. Identifying Comet Empire ships.
What?
And in the shape we're in, no way we can fight off that many.
Signal from the flagship.
On screen.
I am General Garrett, commander of all Comet Empire forces in the Milky Way galaxy. I see you have defeated our Scourge fleet. It was done through cowardice and deceit. Know that once we finish with you, we will continue on to your pathetic pit of a world and not rest until every stinking one of you has been expunged from our universe.
Enemy fleet on approach. Their weapons are fully charged.
Our status?
ECS is completely offline. Engine power is at 3% and falling.
All weapons offline. Estimated repair time, 3 weeks.
Helm sluggish and unresponsive.
Suggestions?
Warp fields forming to port. Unidentified ships coming through.
Identify at once.
Working. New contacts are mostly... Kalman battleships? Along with several... Sir, they're being led by a ship giving an EDF transponder signal. It reads as the Arcadia.
Told you he was real.
We're intercepting transmissions between the Galman and Empire fleets.
On speakers.
Harlock, I should have known you'd turn up here, scum. And now you're in our jaws, Darren. Communications, signal the Second Fleet.
Aye, Captain.
What?
More warp fields! A starting of the Empire Fleet!
What treachery is this? It isn't in the rulebook. Too bad, because this is a pirate's way to fight.
What follows is a short, brutal engagement. The pirate and Gallman fleets protectively surround the Argo and pound away mercilessly against their foe. Within minutes, the Common Empire fleet is all but destroyed.
Captain Wildstar, we're receiving a communique from the Arcadia.
On screen, Reyes. So, you're Harlock.
Greetings, Captain Wildstar. You and your brave crew have fought well this day. It is an honor to meet you.
I must say, your timing is impeccable.
Our coming here was not by chance. It was arranged by our ally. He wishes to speak to you.
Who?
Why, Captain Wildstar, do we always meet in battles?
Deslock!
We have much to discuss. The Comet Empire is on the move, and there is much to be done if your world is to be saved, and mine is to be avenged.
Deslock, Emperor of Gallman, was once Earth's greatest enemy. Now, he is our only ally in a galaxy turned against us. The Scourge fleet is defeated, true, but new danger lurks as the dread Comet Emperor himself draws nigh in his black comet fortress. Against the might of all the Andromeda Galaxy, can this shaky alliance of rebels and rogues possibly stand? Or will they merely float forever on the whims of fate and war? Adrift in the sea of stars? You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Episode 6, a Forward Momentum production based on Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Leiji Matsumoto and Yoshinobu Nishizaki, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Sean Hill as Michael Vega, Scott Breakall as Neville Drake, Zach McHugh as Hans Schneider, Philippa Ballantyne as Sam Vandam, Nathan P. Butler as Joaquin Reyes, Jim Perry as Colin O'Donnell, Emery Kinney as Max Stevens, Dave Frizzell as Jordan Venture, Jonathan Edward Dolnier as IQ-9, Silas Carter as May Gideon, and Joe Harrison as Derek Wildstar. Also heard were Melissa D. Johnson as General Singleton, Lisa Wong as Black Tiger 6, Eric Olp as the Comet Empire Tech, Devlin James as High Priest Anshon, Andre de Almeida as General Garan, Natalie Van Sistine as Princess Isri, Jason Rambos as the Arcadia crewman, and Ducky Patterson as Captain Harlock. This is Mark the Encaffeinated One Kilfoyle. This episode was produced and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series is drawn from the original Space Cruiser Yamato anime, composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda. Property-specific sound effects drawn from The Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, available through Voyager Entertainment. Sea of Stars is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended.
This episode and the first season are dedicated to the cast, without whose tireless efforts, this project would never have been a reality. Watch for Sea of Stars Season 2, coming soon from Forward Momentum Productions.
No Line Radio presents...
The battle is joined.
Keep firing, Chewie, or this whole planet is doomed, not to mention us.
The cost is rising.
Solo!
Stay away from her, you monster.
And the worst...
Look out!
...is yet to come.
My people, they're running!
If we were smart, so would we.
Vengeance. What lies ahead, only one knows.
For the galaxy, their time is up.
You used to be a good man.
Desperation brings out the darkest side of all our natures.
Please, he will kill me!
And the future foretells death.
You're skilled at running, but not skilled enough.
You're getting my help whether you want it or not.
Never send a man out to do a rabbit's job.
You!
Find a way to bring down that monster!
Our hyperdrive is overloading!
Shut down the drive!
Running away while my entire family dies?
Your life ends here!
Star Wars Marvels. Desperate Measures.
Hello there.
My name is...
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa called Jatta Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
The princess? She's here? Princess, no. What's going on?
The intrepid archgeologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk
for once? Ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Forward Momentum production. If you'd like to hear more, you can visit our website at, all one word, forwardmomentumproductions.com. There, you can download all previous episodes from all of our audio dramas, as well as find Forward March, our news and upcoming releases podcast. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can do so through the website, or you can send us an email at forwardmomentumproductions@gmail.com. Thank you once again for listening.